There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sounds great, as a matter of fact. You, especially. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see if I can duplicate that.
Yeah, do it. Does yours seem tinier?
I have a I have a softer.
Is it tinier, guys?
There it is. Where'd she come from? All right. So here we are at the beginning of another week. More trepidation. My cool inventions on the radio with Akos Tancura, John Cremins, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here to examine what we have invention-wise. The winner for last week, no surprise here, John, Jen Luongo, and her invention, the Diva Dolly, 97% thumbs up, so she'll be appealing. She'll be appearing. No, actually, she won't appear this week because I think we have the Dream Big America contest this Friday is the culmination of the past 3 weeks, right? The winners of all of those three contests.
Oh, yeah, the final, is this the final week?
Well, we have three. We normally working on a four-week month.
Yeah, this was
happens we have five Fridays. So what we're going to do with the 29th is we're going to have a dance-off with you and Akos.
Wow.
And you, yes, and who says there's no such thing as Santa Claus?
Right. I will let you know, though, in college, I never asked a girl to dance. I would dance.
You know, they asked you to dance with them?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously. I'm not, that's not a joke.
I got you beat. I danced professionally in college.
Of course you
did. There's pictures on my Facebook. Yeah, that you've seen.
What?
Mr. Smooth.
The brass pole pictures? I didn't see those.
Wow. Is there anybody that does that? Are there male pole dancers?
Yeah. Have you been to New Orleans?
Magic Mike?
No. Magic Mike. But that was pole dancing?
Which actually is a story that is based in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not much on that.
Hired by you two. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
By you two, what, Akos and John?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
You never know.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So back to invention.
That's what we're here for, to extrapolate the best that we can from you in your invention, your entrepreneurialism. Although, I could see somebody being an entrepreneur setting up a little restaurant with poles on it and bringing in outside talent.
I think that's been done before.
An entrepreneurial
poles
adventure.
And hot wings and men go nuts.
I don't think it's run by the Boy Scouts.
If you think about it, Hooters, the restaurant started right in Clearwater.
Really?
Yeah. How do we get from poles to Hooters?
Well, it's using
a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, we bridged it with chicken wings. That's right.
What's that restaurant, Batter? What's the name of that restaurant that we have?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. All right, so Akos, you have a point here. I'm sure it's better than anything else we've said so far.
Diva Dolly. John put a great little Dolly invention we found on our website. Where was it? On Facebook website? What did I see it this morning? The stair-climbing dolly. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, the up cart.
No.
This guy develops a cart that climbs stairs.
Really?
We got a video of it.
Yeah, we have a video on our Facebook.
It is incredibly cool. The guy, you go on the bottom and it starts climbing the stairs, and the wheels are designed in such a way that you can do that with very much ease.
He was a Russian inventor, right?
He was Ukrainian.
Ukrainian.
You want to get that distinction right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now, I suppose. Yes.
What's weird about it, though, it looks like, and I don't know if you remember the old pictures of like some of the old Russian rovers that landed on the moon. Yeah. It had three wheels and a pack of three wheels.
This one looks like Vladimir Putin.
It had three wheels, like a tri-wheel. And then there's two sets of them, right? And so they go when it goes up over the like stairs and everything, it actually molds to the shape of the stair because of the way the wheels spin around. So it makes it so that it can climb pretty much over anything.
What if I can do that with my four-wheel roller? Right.
I bet you could. I actually thought of farm applications of that one.
Really?
You're going over rocks and stuff? That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
A three-wheel type of SUV type of deal.
Dangerous.
Over rocks and stuff.
Yeah, that's dangerous stuff.
So we got all kinds of cool things. John's been putting up the coolest inventions we've had. We've got video of it, and so we've been putting them up.
All right, so speaking of that, this week we have some very good... we have four contestants, as usual, Monday through Thursday. And I see some things in here. Jim Segrist is going to join us in about a half hour. He has a no-battery power cell pack. If this doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. I don't know anything about this. I never involve myself, as most of you know who work with me. I don't like to know too much about what we're doing before we do it. Well, sometimes that works for me, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, this is very intriguing.
Yeah, this is actually, it actually works on water. It's really? A battery, it's a little small, like stamp-sized battery that's activated by water. We tried this kind of technology over the weekend, last weekend,
yeah,
on our Michael mentioned Saturday show. You know, it was a three-hour show.
Right.
And we actually had something from the American Red Cross. It was water. It was a water-powered flashlight.
You add water, and it works for 72 hours.
A water-powered, did you get it from this guy?
No.
Or something else?
There's a little different technology, bigger size piece, but it sold like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. All of our water.
Oh, so you have it for sale at Michael Inventions.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
Add water. It's a flashlight for 72 hours. It's American.
Where did that come from,
Acos? I don't know, John. Where'd you get that?
I found it at one of our suppliers.
Huh. But it isn't something that came from the program.
No, that didn't come from the program.
No, it's American Red Cross. But on the weekend we always do like cool things, like we find cool gadgets or.
What you don't do cool things Monday through Friday? What's the matter?
Sort of stuff, sub cool.
Clunkers go
right. So cool.
But the survival market is so big right now. I actually went to a survival store for the first time ever.
You?
Yes.
Given the neighborhood you live in, I'm surprised you haven't been there.
I know.
Every week since you.
But I actually bought one of those charger type thing that's solar powered because, you know, in case of an earthquake, here is probably our biggest risk or anything. This will actually charge using the sun's light. And these kind of products are huge because you can use them on camping trips or just for fun. But then also, if it gets real, you can use them in a situation where you actually really, really need that connection. That's really cool.
Yeah. How big a panel did you buy?
It was $90, and I don't know.
I don't know.
It was enough to charge an iPad and an iPhone. And
so you got it again for what purpose?
Well, here's the thing. I'm terrible at doing earthquake planning, which is what we should all be doing because I live in California. I should have an earthquake kit.
I don't have to worry about it. I'm on the beach. The beach doesn't go anywhere. Sand just stands there.
Yeah, you'll just drown, so I'll be fine. Get one of those water flashlights.
Just give me energy.
No, I just won't be there. I'll hope that my children aren't around when that's going on.
But so this little thing, it can actually go with me camping or like I actually have it in my car right now. So if, you know, my cell phone runs out of battery and I need it, you put it outside and the solar panel sucks it in, and I think I got a good deal on it. I can't remember how fast it charges all that stuff.
Sounds about right, though. I've seen a lot of different
portable. Let me go back.
The technology's gotten so advanced.
Well, let's go back to that for a second. What sort of, you've really piqued my interest here, and I hope the interest of a lot of people who are listening, to the focus on these alternative power systems, and whether solar or wind, the world, because the government has put so much money into encouraging people to come up with alternative energy sources,
there's a lot of fear that these things are not going to be available to you at certain times.
What are you talking about? Electricity?
Electricity, power, water. I mean, there's a lot of fear of weird things that can happen.
Well, there's a movie, I'm digressing a little bit here, there's a movie that my son told me about, who's in the movie business, that has been scripted, and maybe it's in pre-production, about what happens to the world when all the power goes off.
There's a TV show.
Is there a TV show?
They've already ended it. It went for like three seasons called Revolution.
Loved it.
And it was very cool.
I did see that. The power was gone. Was it everywhere? The power was out everywhere?
Yeah. Everywhere. No
power was out everywhere.
All right, so this movie's got to be a follow-up on that. I thought it was, I remember watching Revolution, but I didn't know the premise was that it was because all the power was gone.
Yeah, it ended too soon.
Yes.
It was a good show.
Well, I mean, but just think about it for a second.
He pulled the plug.
The power went out.
Tip your waitresses. Thank you, guys. Have your own day.
So, anyway, back to the reality of people who've come up with ideas, better power ideas. How many of you two seen in your 4 years plus of doing My Cool Inventions, how many of these kinds of inventions, power savers or power originators? And again, the reason I ask is because there's so much government money available for people who are coming up with alternative ways to save instead of us using fossil fuel to create electricity and light and that sort of thing.
Well, you know what we've done, and what we found, especially on the week, you know, during our shows, yeah. is that there's a lot of interest, you know, in the survivalist type mode, the prepper mode. So, you know, on MichaelGaddis.com, I can't tell you how many times I've seen and looked at a lot of solar powered pieces that we actually have on the website,
and they're actually do really well today because about a couple years ago they sucked. They were terrible.
Didn't go anywhere.
Technology was terrible. I mean, they said they were power things, but they didn't. But today, I think it's the military.
Panels are better, yeah.
All right, I've got an idea for somebody. I have an idea. I don't know how to do this, but I'm dropping it so that the next bajillionaire is going to be the person who comes up with a post-Twitter reality instead of 140 characters, because Twitter seems to be more popular than Facebook, I think, now, isn't it, for certain types of communication?
They're different.
John, well, but John knows that stuff. Maybe Jennifer does, too. I don't put much trust in you, Akos, when it comes to
that. Okay. I wouldn't either when it comes to social media.
Yeah. More people are using Facebook, but news is disseminated really quickly Twitter. Through Twitter.
Well, right. What's happened now with Facebook, too. I mean, they've changed the timelines and what you can actually see so poor. I think, anyway, that it's difficult to follow the people you want to follow anymore. Yeah. I'm getting all this random stuff on my timeline, and I'm going, well, I don't want to know any of this crap.
Yeah, right.
But with Twitter, I do see things a little bit faster.
Let's come up with an idea. I got an idea. Well, maybe I have an idea. We'll see if it works. 18 past the hour. This is Idea Central, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know? know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
It's now 23 and change at the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio with Acosta and Cura, John Creamins, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, or if I were to be a gentleman, Jennifer Horn, John Creamins, Acosta and Cura.
And that's actually going in the order of things from the best looking.
Yes.
To,
No, were you on the last? No, I guess I was the last.
No,
one
you made maybe. Me second. Yeah.
I did, really. Perfect.
Hey, I mean, if I have to take second to Jennifer, I'll take second all day long.
That's right.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, let's go back to this discussion of Twitter and somebody. I'm trying to get someone to be inspired to do something for those of us who use Twitter only a little, and that's really a little. There are some who say that 140 characters cramp your style. So if you came up with that, what is the magic? And I'd ask Jennifer and or John, the magic of the 140 character limit. Why was that chosen, or why did that? Does anybody know from the founders of Twitter why? What's the magic with 140 characters?
I don't know.
I think it has something to do with their system. They had their first original. I think I read about this. Their first original programming only allowed for 140 characters, so they just went
really. Huh. So you mean the way that they did the software would preclude you or prohibit you from you? I don't even understand. I'm just going to get a headache here.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand how that would be developed. How it is that, I mean, this is one of the things that you give thanks to the universe for the wonder of whatever it is that we've been able to create as human beings.
John is now researching.
I now know why. Primarily. Twitter started as an SMS service, which is text, like text-based.
What is SMS?
Your text on your phone, is limited to 160 characters.
Oh.
Text on your phone?
Yeah.
You can only send a message that's 160 characters? Yes.
If you send a message to me that's over 160 characters, I'm not reading it.
You're not reading it, or you couldn't get it?
It's a book on Lifetime that should have been on Lifetime. I don't want to read on it. Yeah.
No, but is that because somebody chose that, or because the technology doesn't allow you to put more than 160 characters in on an iPhone or a smartphone?
They must have restricted it so that people wouldn't do lots of it.
The deal with Twitter, I mean, the beauty of it, the reason it's called Twitter is because you're sending out little Twitters. Twitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the word. It's very descriptive. Yeah. It's a little tweet.
All right, so then if people, rather than reinventing something, then why don't you just go back to Facebook? If you don't like 140 characters, if there's a limit that cramps your stuff, go back to Facebook.
Or create a new service called Essay.
Well, but there's Instagram, there's Pinterest, but those are mostly...
Tumblr is for people, the young people
that's
that
Tumblr
want to
is stable. New. That's the one the millennials use
most
of that, right?
Yeah.
My kids are all on Instagram. They're abandoned Facebook. They talk to each other on Instagram.
But I thought that was a picture thing.
Yeah, that's for it Instagram is for people who can't, Facebook people who can't write.
Huh?
They're visual thinkers.
The visual thinkers. Facebook people can't write.
That reminds me of Time Magazine. When I was a kid in school, my teacher, I think it was my fifth grade teacher, said that Life Magazine was for people who couldn't see, and Time was for people who couldn't think.
Oh.
That was Life was all, that was a big pictorial magazine.
What's Cosmo for?
If it's for people's enhancing people's imagination. When's the last time anybody, is that an invention? When anybody start a new magazine? When is it? Because print is not accepted much anymore.
Digital magazine. Yeah.
Are there new digital magazines though that are?
I have to confess, I read everything on my digitally.
You do.
Magazines.
Do you have a Kindle?
No, I do it on my iPad. I lost a couple weeks ago.
You lost your iPad?
He left it in the plane.
No!
Score for the flight attendant.
I wonder how my iPhone 6 now.
When you go to Europe next time, I wonder if they're going to let you use it, given what happened on that plane over the weekend.
Ooh.
28 past the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
He's getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
My, 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 imagine this. Four great broadcasters on the air at the same time on the same radio program. It's called My Cool Inventions. Every weekday, Monday through Thursday from 9 until 10 Eastern Time. It may be a different time where you are. Maybe you do the podcast, whatever it is. Hour number six, if you go to DougStefan.com, you can get hour number six. You guys have it in My Cool Inventions. You have the all this stuff.
Yeah, we always have.
That's
obvious. Isn't
it? Of course it is. Yes,
we were 100 years of broadcast excellence between us all.
What and how
over
much?
100 years
and half of it is mine.
You said that. Mine's at what? 38?
I'm surprised Jennifer didn't say it. All right, so Akos Jankura, John Kremans, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer is lurking. Jennifer actually. Jennifer gone? Okay. She had someplace. She was interested, though, in this battery-powered cell pack, which we will find out about. Jim Segrist is going to meet us in a few minutes. Later this week, we're going to meet Kim Meckwood, who has come from, is this a hardware store? Hardware convention person, the housewares.
That would be housewares. We met her at the housewares convention. That was in Chicago earlier. And then you have, Ken Burton. He came in from the National Hardware Show we were just at.
Yep, right.
Ken, and then
go ahead.
Yeah, and then we have Bob. Bob is actually the last on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Redker, he actually came from the Minneapolis Inspire Expo.
Really? Yeah. All right. You were there a couple of weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah.
So we have a planter. We have a, from the hardware show, we have a this retrieval device. which will fetch items from your vehicle that have become caught between your car seat.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Well, the new phones can slip down. Oh, yeah. They get stuck. Like my iPhone, I can't tell you how many times the iPhone 6 gets stuck, and there's no way.
I see my hands trying to get it out.
I had that. Well, that's Akash. You just tell my story. I had a check for a fairly large amount of money in my pocket, and I took it out to give it to somebody, and it fell out of my hands and went down between the seat and the console. Do you think I could get that thing out of there?
I hate when a quarter falls down between the seats.
Oh, yeah. Wiseacre. All right. How about a dollar? What about it? Can you have a dollar?
Huh?
A dollar.
My hands are too, but I have a hard time getting down between the, just tough.
Oh, this is good. That guy's
cool device.
Got an invention. Right.
It's a very cool device.
Don't forget, you can vote for our Dream Big America contestants through Wednesday of this week. Hopefully you listened to the Dream Big contest last week. Quite good. I thought all of the people did a good job, and they were all interesting inventions and ideas and stuff, so we'll see who wins, and then those three people from the three previous Fridays will all get together this Friday for the championship of the month, which involves you getting all kinds of cool things, help from people who really know how to do the business of business. That's really what the prizes are, helping businesses grow. Now, other than the fact that we give you the exposure on this program, it's kind of a nice thing to know that there is hope and there are a lot of people supporting you, and that's the motivation for lots of people getting involved. Speaking of motivation, let's find out more about this no battery power cell pack. Jim Segrist is our guest inventor, John.
So here's the problem.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
I want somebody to invent something that will keep me from choking when I have a mouthful of peanuts and cashews.
Wait. You share?
Yeah, right. I got to have a long arm to get to you guys. All right, anyway, so let's get to Mr. Segrist.
So here's the problem. All of a sudden the lights go out, you reach for your flashlights, you want a candle, everything, but they have no batteries. Now you're in trouble. Solution is Jim Segrist. He's come up with a water-powered candle. Imagine this. The only thing you need is water, and you've got light. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Now, first of all, a lot of our listeners are out there going, get out of town. Yeah, what do you mean power with water and lights? What's going on here? Explain how that works.
Yeah, well, galvanic technology has been around since 1790s.
What did you call it? Galvanic?
Yeah, galvanic, voltaic. Our telegraph system in America. Pretty much it's earth battery, two different kinds of metals go together, and it creates a chemical reaction to create electricity.
Like what happens in your teeth if you have a gold tooth next to a silver filling. And
that's
I'm not being facetious, that happens.
Yeah, it so does.
Who has a silver filling?
Listening to any of the rappers.
All right, so go on, Jim. So you get power from two metals side by side, and it's kind of like you call it an earth battery. And then with water, I guess it connects them, and that's how you get electrical current?
That's right. It causes one metal to eat the other one. And in the process, the byproduct is an electrical current. And using this, you can strap multiple cells together to create higher voltage. And this will let you power LEDs and other things.
So how have you used this technology? What did you invent with this technology? I hear it's a water-powered candle.
It is. And initially, when I started, I was trying to make large amounts of current for home power just to see if I could do it. And I quickly realized that it takes a lot of money to build big, so I went smaller. So I began designing the cells smaller and with more power. And it's a small chip about the size of this postage stamp. And when it's wet, it turns on and it gives 5-10 volts of electricity to power LED bulbs. And it turns on instantly.
Go get some water and throw it on them? Just get some water and throw it on this thing and it glows? Just put some water, throw it on and it glows?
That's right. It only takes a few drops of water to make that connection. You could dip it in water, spray it. In emergency situations, you could pee on it, pour some soda on it. Just moisture will make the connection and it starts the corrosion process. It goes
How bright is it?
It's pretty good. I mean, you only need about 20 milliamps to light up an LED light bulb, and it does that pretty effectively.
Wow. So you've packaged it into a product, right?
I have. I've tried to manufacture it. My guy decided he was moving his facility to another state, so that put everything on hold. So here I am talking to you, hoping to get some help. The cell itself, I designed it to become a replaceable chip where you could possibly plug it into the candle. It's so cheap to make. So imagine having an electric candle with a flicker technology on there, and when the cells corrode, which they do, it's like firewood. It goes out and it's dead over time. You unplug it and plug in a new one. So that's the concept.
Huh. All right. So, you know, I want to hear this guy's pitch. Yeah. Let's hear his pitch. So what we're going to do is, Jim, we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it. And in that time, we want to win over our listening audience. And our audience will vote thumbs up or thumbs down a couple ways. They can go to mycoolinventions.com, mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, thumbs up, thumbs down. Or you can text to vote. Text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. And some people phone us. They can call us at 1-888-877-0490. That's 888-877-0490. We've all got our smartphones in our hand, ready to vote, Jim. Are you ready to pitch?
I'm ready.
Cue the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
Batteries are unreliable over time. They corrode, they're toxic, and pile up in our landfills. The magic water candle doesn't use batteries. It's powered by a replaceable, safe, inexpensive, and biodegradable energy chip. The replacement chips allow for years of repeated, endless use. Get the candle in water, it instantly turns on the realistic flicker flame LED. It's perfect for decorative or emergency lighting. The mini magic lantern folds up flat to store in your wallet next to your credit cards. It opens up as a three-sided emergency lantern. The price would be four candles with replaceable power chips for $10. So please go to My Cool Inventions Radio, vote for me, to also see my YouTube video, Magic Water Candle.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Jim, did you say for $14.95 I can get four put in my pocket folding lanterns the size of a credit card in my wallet? I get four of them. So in an emergency, I pop out, I've got light from my wallet?
No, I did not. I said
$10. Oh, the candles.
Full of replacement chips.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So how big is the candle? You got me thinking.
Go ahead.
You got me thinking. How big is this candle? The size of a regular candle?
The pocket one is the size of a credit card. It folds up in three different layers. The cells are folded flat inside there with the bulb. You pop it open, and there you go. You have an emergency lantern, and the flicker flame candles are a cylinder. They're 6 inches high, so it's two different designs.
So are you making this one that goes in the wallet?
I have the prototypes. It's, in fact, when you go to my video, Magic Water Candle at YouTube.com, I light both the candles and I pull the flat wallet candle out of my pocket, dip it in a cup of water, and it turns on.
How long does that battery last for in that wallet candle?
Now, this depends on exactly the recipe that it's made. I can adjust the time on there. The wallet one will probably last for about 24 hours, but there's something we can do to extend the time to about 4 to 6 days.
He's got something in the wallet thing, John.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The wallet thing has got something. We're heavily involved in the survival area. We've got survival steel and survival shovels. Our audience who listens to that or likes those products would love that. A light you can put in your wallet that you can open up in an emergency.
Why is it $14.95 instead of $19.95?
Well, it's $10. For a whole bunch of them, not $14.95.
Yeah, he said $10. Four of them. He said four
for $10. I heard $14.95 for some reason. Is that too cheap? What does it cost you to make those?
No, that's...
pennies for the cells. It's we're down to pennies. The most expensive thing would be the LED bulb itself. When you make them in bulk, it's ridiculously expensive to produce.
Uh-huh. I think we got a margin product here, John. I think we've discovered something. That's margin land, right? Margin land. I like Doug's idea. We go 4 for $20 and we go for margin land.
Well, he already has 4 for $9, right? 4 for $10, right?
I'll make it 4 for $20. Depending how they look.
Yeah, I mean, you can say yeah,
they probably would take it for 4 for $10. Easily.
Yeah, right? This is a sex sell.
Yes.
And people are really desperate. They don't want to be without what this product offers.
Oh, without light. I mean, heck, poor Lexi in here. She's, like, terrified. We had the power go out twice this morning here in here. And
who'd you say?
Like,
who
freaking out.
Akos, who built that?
One of our producers, yeah.
Akos, who built that studio?
John, you know.
It wasn't my fault. I think somebody knows. So there was a car accident down the road, and it wiped out a power pole.
So I think it's a fantastic product. Jim, you have a fantastic product. This is a great idea. I'd like to take a look at those prototypes, and I'm going to take a look at it for you, because I think you have something here. We got to get you making them, all right? Got to get you manufacturing. You say you had a U.S. source. We've got to find another source for you if the guys moved out of town. And if you're listening, vote.
Yep.
Go to mycoolinventions.com. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Hit the vote button. Or text the vote. Text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's a pair of twos and 333, 22333.
Albert Einstein responsible for the thought for the day today. Most people say that it's the intellect which makes a great scientist. They are wrong. It is character. Food for thought. 13 before the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99. Offer valid on SKU 645929 in store and online. It's 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobile, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
gorgeous. Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh.
Yes, I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have with us, when I say we, I include Kenny and Richie and Molly and you for Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. One of the things that is very much on everybody's mind, we've been discussing, is the hacking of this plane. So we're going to dig into that with Greg and his expertise up next here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable, and a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof, from hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry.
With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pennants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
All right, Greg Stammen is here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine. The buzz today is the hacker who hacked into the computer system. As near as you can tell by reading some of the conventional news stories, Greg, he got a hold of some wires that were under the seat that connected to the in-flight entertainment system. Yeah. And so this now gives people cause to think, if he can do it, can I do it? Or can some, more importantly, terrorist do it? He says he did it because he wanted to help. And take him at his word, it's helpful. It may be a little worrying at the beginning. What really did go on, from what you understand?
Well, what's interesting here, Doug, is that there's a lot of he said here, sort of like he said, she said. Right. I mean, he has actually said that he has not actually taken control of a flight in flight, but has done it in a simulation environment. I guess it's the FAA says that he has taken control of a flight in flight. And the latest news out of this morning is that he feels he has been taken completely out of context to enable the feds to get a search warrant. So I think there's a couple of topics here. One is a perhaps misuse of power on the part of the feds. Mm. Another is a perhaps misuse of power by a hacker.
Yeah.
But there is a tradition in the computing world of what's called white hats. White hats are people that expose things because they're doing it for the purpose of calling attention to it so that it will get fixed.
Yeah.
And Chris Roberts' history is that he is a white hat, not a black hat.
Right.
But it does signal to the bad guys, which are called black hats. It's going back to old cowboy movies. It does potentially tell the bad guys, hey, this is here and this is possible, and that's a bad thing. I mean, it ends up leaving a big security hole.
Well, it's like Edward Snowden, in a manner of speaking. I think he's a white hat. A lot of people don't agree with me on that, in that he made sure that we knew what was going on in a world that we knew nothing about beforehand, and this may be the same sort of thing. So understanding technologically how you could get into the flight control of a plane using the entertainment system is what fascinates.
Well, right. I mean, that is, so there's a lot of denial that it can be done at all. The feds have said that they looked under his seat on a flight and saw that the box had been tampered with.
Yeah.
His response to that was, well, you know, people are shoving their bags under there all the time. Did you look at all the rest of the boxes on the plane? Did any others suffer similar damage? So he is basically denying this. And I think the bigger issue is, could a plane be hacked? Not did he hack a plane. And I think they really, if you don't separate the two issues, then Chris Roberts and what he did becomes the red herring instead of the bigger issue is, are airlines flying planes that may be potentially unsafe?
Well, then you get at, how do you fix it? Do you cover up all the seats underneath the seats, make sure there's no wires exposed?
Do you take away the Wi-Fi so people can't access
it? Well, that's the other thing. Is it through the Wi-Fi that he did this? That's what I was trying to figure out. The Wi-Fi doesn't run well. It's not. It depends on the entertainment system in the airline.
Presumably,
the ones that are in. For I ride on American, and they don't have access to on-ground material, but JetBlue does. And so there are, you know, which system is it?
Well, and all of that just leads to, in a world where it's very complicated between airlines.
Yeah,
it's more complicated to fix.
Yeah. All right, well, so what have we created here?
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.